WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
The Mystical Seven. Now, can anyone tell me who they were? They were a secret superhero team comprised of seven sorcerers established in the 1920s. They were originally brought together to battle the supernatural villain known as Dark Alchemy in 1922. Very scary times.
Diary. As Mr. Crutchley continued to talk, I was barely keeping my eyes open at my desk. That's because in the middle of the night, Chloe found me sitting at the piano in a trance-like state, playing the strange melody over and over. It was like it was on repeat in my head ever since the Empress probed my mind. I know I heard it somewhere before.
All right, class, we have a few minutes left. Enough time for one of my famous pop quizzes. Oh, come on now, stop groaning. Get out your power pads. You know the drill. You can type your answers on your power pad and they'll appear in the holographic spheres. I'll be able to see your responses as I pass by your desk. Do not wipe the holographs until I give the okay. Understood? Question one. In what year did the superheroine Silver Moth save the citizens of San Francisco from being turned into mindless zombies by the supervillain Departed? Go on, type your answers. Being aware of key dates in superhero history is extremely important. You never know when the information might be helpful out in the real world. 2019, very good. You all got it right. Nice to know you're paying attention. Question two. What superhero made a surprise appearance at the White House to celebrate International Superhero Day in 2018? Go on, type your answers. Ah, I see some answers that are correct and some that are wrong. Come on, guys, you can do better. Excuse me, who's playing that music?
It's Tara, she's on her phone.
Miss Callahan? Miss Callahan.
Yes, Mr. Crutchley?
May I ask what you're doing?
Doing? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, Mr. Crutchley. I had this tune in my head and I was playing it on the GarageBand on my phone.
Well, you're not in band class, Miss Callahan. This is superhero history.
By the way, it was Galaxy Force who made an appearance.
Yes, that's right. Very good. Ah, you've all been saved by the bell. All right, people, better study up. Finals are just around the corner. Miss Callahan, is something wrong?
Pardon, Mr. Crutchley?
It seems you're rather distracted.
No, I...
You're normally so astute in superhero history. A class that's especially beneficial for you, since you draw your powers from all the heroes in the world.
I know.
Is there a reason you were late to class today?
I guess I just lost track of time. Sorry.
Well, let's work on managing our time a little better, shall we?
I will. Thanks, Mr. Crutchley. Diary. Like I said, the melody was on my mind. Or maybe it was more like taking over my mind.
So, you were just sitting at your desk playing the melody on your phone?
Yes, and I had no idea Mr. Crutchley was standing there, and that everyone was listening.
Oh my god, T.
I know, totally embarrassing.
Let me hear that tune again.
Okay, here, I'll play it.
Maybe I'd recognize it, but no clue.
Maybe that's because of my playing skills.
Right?
I don't know. It's like every time I play it or hear it in my mind, I can almost remember it and where I first heard it.
You better talk to Mr. Barrington.
I don't know. It's a new year. I'm 15 now. Should I really be running to Mr. B every time I have a situation?
What about the Alpha Accelerator?
Alpha Accelerator?
Remember? Isn't it some sort of memory machine?
Oh, right. Connects to the human psyche. Yeah, Mr. Barrington mentioned something about that.
Yeah, some super bad dude created it. But the machine ended up here after Almighty Man took him down.
Chloe! That might work.
If it wasn't locked away in Radcliffe Chamber.
That's right. Fort Knox of Power U.
Off limits to students. Sorry, forgot about that.
Don't be sorry. Maybe there's still a way.
You mean break into the chamber?
Breaking in sounds really bad. How about finding an alternative access to the front entrance?
No.
But Chloe, if I could somehow get inside the chamber and get my hands on the accelerator, I could use it to scan my mind and figure out what's been going on, then put it back. Simple.
No, it's not simple. The chamber's off limits. Forget I said anything.
Oh.
Promise me.
I gotta run.
Tara! Tara! Don't do anything crazy! Tara! Chloe, when are you going to learn to keep your big mouth shut?
From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
The edge of space.
100,000 feet above the planet. Quite a unique perspective from up here, isn't it?
Oh,
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, heavens, no. I've been standing here in the observation deck, staring out the window for the past hour. Time to give someone else a turn.
No need to go. There's plenty of room.
Very kind.
Ajix Edivine, by the way.
Pleasure.
The world seems so small and fragile from up here.
Yes. I love seeing it from this perspective. That's why I always insist on riding the air rail whenever the opportunity arises.
An invisible air train traveling on floating tracks crisscrossing the globe. Unfortunate that most of the non-superpowered world is unaware it exists.
Unfortunate? I'm rather thrilled they don't.
Spring 1922, I believe that's when it was launched.
Summer, actually, and originally dubbed the SSTS for the Secret Superhero Transport System.
Right, right. A secret railway created specifically for extraordinaires to travel from point A to point B in times of world crisis.
Very good.
Wasn't it one of the Olympian superheroes who helped facilitate its construction?
Zeus Prime. Modeled after a system they used on Mount Olympus.
You certainly know your air rail history.
As do you, Mr. Edivine. I've been fascinated with it since my very first ride when I was a little girl.
Oh?
My sister was born with powers, so my family was given access. I remember riding with mother and father to all sorts of places around the globe. As we waited for my sister to save the world.
Sounds rather epic.
Oh, it was. Little known fact. Did you know the air train is not technically invisible? It's cloaked in a reflective material created by the gods that renders it naked to the human eye.
Did not know that. You win.
Thank you.
You still haven't told me your name.
Chancellor Biddlesback.
Chancellor Biddlesback, of course. I knew you looked familiar.
I'm afraid my face has been splashed all over the secret channels as of late. It's a bit much. The High Council makes such a fuss of these appointments.
No, I recognize you because I worked with your sister eons ago.
Ethel?
Yes. The sister you were referring to earlier, right?
Yes.
Miss Fernsby. Good old Power You.
What a coincidence. That's where I'm headed now. Power University. Were you a teacher there at one time, Mr. Edivine?
Headmaster, actually.
Headmaster?
Yes.
Well then, this truly is a most curious encounter.
Isn't it? Shame what's going on there.
What do you mean?
The lack of authority.
Oh?
All those superpowered children with so much potential, yet the absence of an iron hand to guide them. My apologies. I should keep my opinions to myself.
No. I'm the Chancellor of the Board of Education. Please, you must go on.
Well, in my day, we had rules. Discipline. Focus. We unified the students, but now I hear they're encouraged to attend Power University simply to find themselves. They no longer feel a sense of duty to protect mankind, the universe, with their unique gifts. They're given absolute freedom of choice.
Choice to do what?
They can become superheroes if they want. Or they can choose to just walk away and live a life among ordinary civilians, using their powers in self-serving ways.
Which leads to a path of villainy.
Precisely.
I wasn't aware this radical thinking had taken root at Power University.
It always comes down to the head of the snake, doesn't it?
Mr. Barrington.
One wonders what he's really up to. And things have only escalated since the arrival of Miss Callahan.
Oh, the girl with the powers of all the superheroes. Tara Terrific.
Tremendous. Tara Tremendous. I'd keep my eye on that little situation, Chancellor.
30 minutes to New York City, Platform 7. Please return to your seat and fasten your safety belt as we prepare for descent to Earth.
Ah, New York. That's my destination.
Time to buckle up, I suppose. Thank you for this very intriguing conversation, Mr. Edivine.
The Augury Invicta might help.
Augury Invicta?
Yes, it's a holographic sphere capturing every moment of every day of everyone on campus.
But I should think I might have heard of such a device.
It was something I installed back when I was in charge. It allowed transparency on campus. It wasn't popular for obvious reasons, and the faculty board elected to retire it.
Tell me, where would this augury be located, if one were so inclined to find it?
Oh, all the rare and top-secret relics are kept on Power U campus. Radcliffe Chamber.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous Universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plot to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.